Hey, this is the Baby Ambrosia. I'm on here representing all my ladies out there. You're listening to Truth the Radio. You do not listen to the truth, brothers, and the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the truth, brother, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray. And we're the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up in our email at truthbrothersradio@gmail.com and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
There you go. We got the chat room wide open. Come on in and get ready for a wonderful show.
Yeah,
man. So what's going on?
Living life, man. Living life, enjoying it. Man, had a great weekend.
Did you now?
Yeah, I didn't partake in any egg hunts, but I did enjoy my weekend, man. Just got to eat me some good food and chill with some great people and shout out to everybody, all my family I had to see over the weekend and I ain't seen in so long.
You had a good Jesus day.
Yeah, I went and saw Noah.
I really did. It was wet.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I just got, you know, the thing that got me is they showed the Ten Commandments over the weekend.
One of my favorite comedies.
Yeah, absolutely. I found it to be remarkable.
Okay.
Yeah.
The word.
Yeah, you know, dramatic and awful. Remarkable. You get it, don't. But no, I actually, man, I really enjoyed just kicking with my family over this weekend. But that's all I really did. And for that reason alone, I'm comfortable.
Hey, yeah, that's nice.
What about your joint, man?
I had a good weekend, man. I spent time, man, playing with the vet.
How did I know you was
going? Vet and checked on the vet. That's about it. Went around and handled some things. It was cool. I had a nice, relaxed. I actually had a 4-day weekend. So
yeah, lucky
nice
you,
and
right?
Relaxed.
Lucky you,
feel
right?
Feel good. Yeah.
You get them type of privileges.
Yeah,
like
feel
a,
good.
A
you don't feel as good as the captain.
He did it again.
What's this, the third week straight?
Number one,
26 million, 200 million domestically,
585
worldwide. Must be good.
That man somewhere clapping. He's somewhere like, I'm going to keep getting work.
Yeah.
He's somewhere like, yeah, well, it wasn't over for him, but
you can
somewhere.
Make those long-term plans. You can get that house built.
Oh, you can get it built.
We're trying to ground up. You can go ahead.
Well, you
got to
hire an architect.
Yeah.
To design. No. Put the pool
the
over
house
that
look
way.
Like a shield.
There you go.
Hey, yes.
I don't want the whole. I don't want no right angles. Give me a circular house. But hey, whatever, man. If he's the captain now.
But that was right. Really do. You know what's bad? How would you like to be working at DC right now?
We always say that. Yeah, it's a dark day over there with the DC universe. They just need so much right now.
You see, the president of DC is beating on the table talking about they made the Falcon look good.
Yeah, the Falcon, the black guy who dresses like RuPaul. Him. Y'all made him relevant.
And we can't even get a Hawkman movie made. Yeah.
Birdman
don't usually pulls off cool. They don't do good. They killed that movie.
Yeah, they absolutely knocked the movie out the park. And I'm planning on going to see that again. But I'm really, man, I'm waiting on first off May 2nd to roll around. First off, that's my mom's B-Day, so she will be turning 50, man. My mom will be turning 50 years old on May 2nd. But, you know, that's good, though, but Spidey. That's Yeah, happy 50th, Mom. But Spidey.
Yeah, and that movie is gonna, that movie is sizing up.
Yeah.
Overseas box office is doing well, and it's getting nothing but good reviews. It ain't got a bad review yet. So,
yeah.
Considering what you were up against, man, that's a hell of a turnaround.
Yeah, it is. I'm happy, man. It's a good time to be trying to win. Not even just for movies. If you are honestly out here, I ain't going to even say doing right, but if you're not hurting nobody and your life is good, man, this is a good time to be in. It's not as awful as people put it out to be. Enjoy and love each other, man. Love your life. But second hour, we cannot forget, we will be joined by Big Baby Ambrosia, man. If y'all haven't seen her pictures, I advise y'all to go check them joints out.
Yeah.
Also, you can flip on our actual Blog Talk page. It's in there flipping around in there. But you would want to check her out, Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
As I
she got a her following was so deep. I had no clue because I'm plugging up the show.
Right.
And
right.
I go to my boy Sam. I'm like, yeah, man, we gonna have. He like, I know.
Yeah,
I know, and I've seen that. I'll be there.
I'll be listening,
sitting there at the computer.
Yep, no need for sound. Just roll the picture.
Just roll the picture.
Look at it. Yeah, if y'all have not seen that, Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. And we're asking. We're not just having her to have her on. We're asking the question.
Yeah,
she big women be sexy. So seriously, all you ladies out there, I want to hear from you guys. This is a chance for you to speak your piece because. I mean, mainstream society kind of says no.
There's no way in
no.
Not in current America, European culture of sexy. No, you would not say that.
Right.
Now, so. Me, myself, I don't have a particular, I don't have a particular shape myself. Right? I just, cute is cute. Thick is thick, fine is fine, sexy is sexy. It's all about how you pull it off. But you can't be precious and stroll around in that song. That's just not for me.
Not for you, but that's for some. Well, second hour.
Yeah.
Who we hollering at?
Oh, well, you want to go there. All right, first off, we got a shout out to Ramon Garrett at WLUV Radio. First is like the event.
And I had just made it. I hadn't even invited anybody.
No.
I just entered. Oh yeah, I'll be there.
I heard y'all got Ambrosia coming on. We ain't getting nominated again. Ronald Walter got a shout out from Brad. What's going on, man? We enjoyed that Bulls game yesterday. Had a little talk, man, but definitely enjoyed his company, man. Shout out to my girl Mookie, Josh Sanders, Sarai, and Vito over there. Shouting them all out. What's going on? I know they're probably going crazy right now because they heard their names. Especially Joshua. Jimmy, Erica, Ina, Ethel Hayes.
Yes. What's happening, fam?
That's big brother, fam. Gotta shout out to the boss, All Father, Leon Y. Give him a what's up. I call him the All Father. Whatever. Some people might find that offensive, whatever. Shout out to Destiny Hampton, Alexis Davis. Hey, I sent you out, got your text. What's going on? Lonnie Irby. Sam Lee, and special big shout out to one of the guys we knew up at the job, man. We used, yeah, just Bernard Dukes, man.
That's right. Hey, bro.
What up, man?
Right, man. We heard how you living, bro. Well played, son.
I, for one, want to get a clap going for the man. Been through some times, muscled through that. Came out looking like a champ. Cause
strong, brother.
That's the pure definition of coal into diamond. That's the pure, to my opinion.
Strong. Hey, I applaud him. Man was like, hey, yep. In here at AT&T, he went and took his family. Y'all moving with me. Held his business down, man. He give it up to you, bro. Respect.
If you're listening, man, that's for you. So, for DJs, B-Days, though, really, really, really quick. To my boy, man, my high school, college big brother, man, Olawale Odukoya. Shout out to my boy, man. Happy birthday, man. Shariva Cardwell. Hey, happy birthday to you, Reva. Marcy Hunt. to my friend Keita, Keita Williams. You know, happy birthday to her. And to Uncle Anthony and Momo Show, Nisha Williams. We'll be celebrating her birthday. So happy birthday to her as well. Now, we're doing it nice like Super
Bowl. Yeah, they over there winning.
Yeah. Yeah, what they pays to be me. And for that end there, you know, we love y'all. Happy birthday to you all from True Brothers. And it's that time, y'all. Get ready.
Yeah, here we go. This is the Terrible Truth.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bob.
Greetings and salutations. This is Jay Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by Mimi's Rod Glue. The shower sex, you make sure it holds so you don't break your neck. Go ahead. You ain't seen it.
Yeah,
I ain't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, boy, she's swinging.
And Fly Young Red's Boy Pussy Tampons. Use this because it ain't blood down there.
Don't a boy pussy come with an automatic tampon? Wait, that ain't the boy pussy. The boy, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I know they're already like, here they go.
Yep.
Well, speaking of the what's in front of your boy pussy, over the weekend,
here we go.
Rapper affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan, severs old penis and jumps off balcony and suicides.
Which is pretty much, if that happens to me, that's your only way out.
Cut
that at him.
Why?
I say,
cut it off.
Because you on them mollies.
Pop the molly and he was sweating.
You popping, hey. So it's a snake. Oh, my God. Cut it. What have I done?
Andre Johnson, a.k.a., what was his name, Christ Bearer? Whatever I think.
What? Dumbass.
That's what it was. Who is more widely known as Northern Star Christ Bearer, was hospitalized Wednesday after a suspected suicide attempt, TMZ reports.
Of course,
he had to be first.
Oh, of course.
Johnson was rushed to Cedar Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after he cut off his penis and jumped from the second-story balcony of his North Hollywood apartment building. The most low TV character sources who were present at the apartment building at the time of the incident told TMZ that the hard drugs were not involved. Bullshit. And that Johnson...
No, it was soft drugs.
There you go. Well, soft to us. We like snorting. Oh, I got to tell you what I heard, right? Real quick.
No, finish that.
No. You, okay. Johnson, who gave no warning before dismembering himself and leaping from the balcony.
It was a surprise.
Johnson's rap group, North Star, was founded by members of the Wu-Tang Clan, and it is unclear whether doctors will attempt to reattach his penis.
Nope.
After the attempt to actually reattach his penis, he has found out that there is no way that the penis can be reattached.
Yep, he's the true fist of the North Star.
Here's my thing.
Yes.
We getting this back on. That's all like we.
It's coming. If not, somebody better give up.
Y'all can't do it? Okay, give it here. I'm taking it to Home Depot, Lowe's,
Staples.
Hey, y'all got that Gorilla Glue?
Whatever it takes.
Y'all got.
I can't be without it.
Hey, I don't care if every time I get a load of urine to come out, it falls off. I'm getting back on. It's going back.
That's what C-clamps are for.
There you go. Give me that. A couple of underwear, jock straps, crazy glue. We're going to, hey, if you got glue strong enough to hold me to that shower curtain, they got something to put this back on to make it stay. I'm just saying, you're not new, sir.
Not trying to hear you.
Not trying to go there. He's an idiot for cutting it off. So I hear the long story real quick over the weekend.
Oh, wait. It's your time. Let's pay some bills.
Oh, wait.
And then you can bring up, yeah, don't let it slip.
It's a drug involving cum.
True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
Spreading, and I will be raised. This is the stuff inside of me, but we won't be fake. So what's your name?
What's good? This is one half of the award-winning Truth Brothers Radio, Divine, telling y'all to tune in every Monday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to Truth Brothers Radio for the latest in news, current events, politics, controversial topics, and our infamous terrible truth. To keep up with the latest of what the Truth Brothers have going on, plan to follow us on any of the major social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or catch any of our past shows anytime at blogtalkradio.com/truthbrothers. Thank you for all the love and support. Catch y'all next Monday. Two fingers. Brothers Radio, we're back. Second hour, we will have Plus Supermodel with us. Big Baby and Potion. If you ain't seen her,
something wrong with your life.
Something ain't right with your Jesus. As long as I got King Jesus. But anyway, I digress. Drugs going around, right? This is a drug. This is a drug going around. At least I hear from the street. The streets, you know. Devon,
this is what the streets telling you.
This is Devon tries to keep. I tries to keep it up with the youth. So they say, man, you know, it's a drug going around. Cause I was at, I had to break the story.
Yes.
I'm out with the fam or whatever, and you know, they heard the show that we did 2 weeks back about Young Fly Red.
Yeah.
And Boy Gina. Now he says that's crazy, dude. Y'all crazy. Y'all funny. Blah blah blah. Blah. And then he comes up about, man, I thought he was off that drug, Sim. Sim.
Sim.
Sim.
Sim.
What the hell is now? I don't partake in drugs at all.
Let's get something straight. I'm not one of those guys
that, you know, I don't even, you know, I've never done drugs in my life ever, you know, not even the soft stuff the dude cut his penis off with, which is probably weed, but whatever. I don't knock anybody that does. You know, that's your life. But I say, man, what's Sim? I've never heard of that.
Oh. Well, let me put you up on it.
Exactly. They are snorting men's cum out here. They are snorting.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Cum.
No.
Yes, they are.
No.
It's going inside. Not
no.
The smell. They are snorting cum. Semen. Got me.
Well, what is that doing for you?
For me? I know. I'm just saying. But I didn't understand it. Why would you do it? First off.
Nut. Okay. Fire water.
Or hey, Ron. Which one you want?
You call it a blowjob.
Give me some of that, man. First off, whose cum are you snorting?
Right.
Is it yours?
Right.
Or
who puts it on the table with a straw? Ah! All right, who's first up? No. No. Hell no.
Who's watching them? Why you saying, man, hurry up.
I want my turn.
It's time for me to get high. He said, Billy, put your lips on there. Hurry up and get them out. Like, no, we're not doing that.
Man, is this where we're really at? Dude. Is this what it's come to?
Come. Here we go.
We have a call.
Yeah.
678. You are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your
name? Hey, I'm on Wi Fi, and you got to hold on 2 minutes because you're catching a lot of air in background noise, I know.
All right.
Hey, he rides bikes listening to the Truth Brothers. I love it.
I'll take it, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Keep your helmet on, man. Be safe.
I don't know if you want to listen to us when you're taking a blow of nut. I don't get that. Who wants to? How do you take it? Do you snort it? Do you shoot it?
I don't. From what I heard, they snort it. And it's got to be like a...
Okay, what is it mixed with? Because it just can't be.
From what I heard, regular.
It's
just,
no.
It's just
what
regular.
Would that do to get you high? What does that do?
Have you ever put cum in your nose?
No.
Then we don't know. Let's not go that fast.
Let's not jump to conclusions. You're making assumptions, sir.
And unless I've never done it, so I don't know.
In this case, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, because I don't. Hey, ladies, if you are like getting high like that, do your job. I don't care. Be myself.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, where's ladies who have partaked?
Nah, I don't think any.
Not snorting, swallowing. Never got them high.
Well, man, yes and no. Yes and no.
818-514-1202.
Yes and or no, you know. We can't just
jump to conclusion.
We can't just jump out there and say, hey, gilly of a dally, you know. Somebody might enjoy such thing.
I don't think
so. Young Fly Red would do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A line a mile long.
Yep. You ain't even got to put it on the table.
Put it on fresh.
Put it on daddy's tongue. Put it on daddy's tongue.
Daddy Birdman.
Yeah. Ooh.
Awful. Absolutely. Ooh, awful.
You. I don't know why you always ripe and ready, but makes my job that much easier.
Okay. No.
Yes, we are.
You're trying to pull it off, and we're not going there.
Never in my first thing, man. Second album, man. Don't forget Big Baby Ambrosia. Ooh, sweet Jesus. Hold your spot. Hold, simmer. I gotta simmer down, big fella.
Yeah.
Simmer down, big fella. And George is hungry. George is itching to talk to Ambrosia. I calls him George. Simmer down, Pippin. Let me handle this. George.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
All right. Michigan mayor rejects atheist request to place Reason Station inside City Hall.
No. Don't need for that fancy real talk.
No need for that science.
What we need is some of that fake woogie boogie. We need that woogity boogity.
Yes,
here
sir.
We go.
Warren, Michigan, April 17th, the Michigan mayor has turned down an atheist request to place a Reason Station inside the atrium of City Hall, which would promote free thought and the use of reason, because he claims it would disrupt the existing prayer station.
No.
That we have there.
Yeah.
All that temp dance and y'all done broke the kids these days.
All that shout.
Warren Mayor Jim Fowles denied freedom from religion member Douglas Marshall's request in a letter. This is the letter. To my way of thinking, your group is strictly an anti-religion group intended to deprive all organized religion of their constitutional freedom.
That's right.
Or at least to discourage the practice of religion.
Well,
the city of Warren cannot allow this.
Not anymore.
Wrote. Also, I believe it is a group's intention to disrupt those who participate in the prayer station down the hall to the left, next to the bathroom.
Right, Deacon.
Which would be a violation of the Freedom of Religion Amendment. I've never heard of that amendment.
Uh-huh.
But for these reasons, I cannot approve your request.
Don't stop. Don't stop when you preach it. Don't stop when you ain't got to know
the truth.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to paint these poor young minds out here with reason.
Uh-huh.
Reason has nothing to do with religion.
Not in the church. Not in the church side.
There's no reason here.
Go ahead, Pastor.
There's only religion.
Uh-huh.
Now go down and pray that God will forgive you for coming in here disrupting this press.
Right words are meant for Jesus alone. Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Uh-huh. Marshall said that he didn't expect six people to come to the Reason Station.
The Reason Station.
The Reason Station.
The Reason Station.
You got to have a Reason Station because you've got a prayer station.
I know, but I'm just saying, we can't have, look,
reason
we can't
logic,
have, look,
has no place in government.
There's only one room for combative atmosphere. That's McDonald's and Burger King. That's all we need. We don't need nobody else coming in here causing conflict. They got Ronald McDonald eating Taco Bell snack wraps out here, and y'all trying to, no, it's not right.
There you go.
Get it together, people.
There you go. My man said, I do view this as a violation of my free speech rights, Marshall told the Free Press. It seems to me that the mayor allows free speech in the atrium as long as it's the speech he agrees with. If he doesn't, he denies that speech and doesn't allow it in the atrium.
Whoa. That's free speech. I'm giving you the freedom to say what I'm telling you to say. There's nothing wrong with that. Sir, mind your words, sir. For pastor. You know,
I understand why he wanted to have a free speech, reason, because why do you need a prayer station in City Hall? That's what the church is for. Why do you need it in City Hall? Just saying. Just taking it there.
Look.
Because that prayer station, the first time the imam gets there, takes his shoes off and gets praying to the west, they're going to shut that down.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go, sir.
Sir, off your knees and with your bending.
And check him for bombs. Check him for bombs.
Getting that dirty beard of his. Reach around. Are you from Boston, boy?
Keep him out of the sea. Play me out.
Give me what I want. Pastor is flipping out the door.
Backflip style.
That'll teach you.
Oh, my God.
That opened that other door.
818-514-1202. It says the man is opposed to, yes, the prayer station, because why do you need it in City Hall?
I mean, there's no
need. I guess maybe if you're going in there for child support.
Oh, yeah, you need to pray.
You might want to stop there before you go in that courtroom.
Because that reason part ain't going to do it. They ain't going to, hey, because y'all might probably tell them what, no. You might need to talk to Jesus on this one. Been there. Don't like the outcome. Don't like
had a touch of it. Had a touch of that, yeah.
They gave.
And the judge, what do you mean you don't have a job yet? Sir, I don't have a job yet.
Mm-mm.
I don't believe you, sir. Are you trying? Yes, I filled out all the paperwork. Prosecutor, do you have the paper? Nope.
Never.
I don't, that copy didn't say nothing this way.
Not a word.
Well, I got copies.
Oh, we do have it. Not bad, Johnna. He's just, you know, he's just, we thought we had him, but I guess not. But whatever. He's a child. But before you play me out, let's go ahead and take this break, pay some bills. True Brothers Radio.
Well, there it is.
Oh, my bad.
You got it.
Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, yo, my silent moments, loud as a crack of thunder. My hunger like a crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground, it's true. Cause I'm on a good. Call a skin, call a game, call a glow, call my name. Like the law, all the veins, screaming like you all the pain. Treat like a drug, all up in your thing, huh?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat.
So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry cage bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fits through the dough, I put it in the fryer. Now, this is dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Take my money, pay me good child support. Come on down here and get you a flight. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform my magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, I'll massage your feet in any of these muscles also. Samson's the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website at jones.com/Jones.
Brothers Radio.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back now, back now. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to flap? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap, it's a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rap profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
Slickety, skibbity, hibbity, hip-hop. You really want to get into a piece of mad with the trappity backpack and
the... Boy, there.
Yeah, nah, that ain't...
That ain't real.
Effing around, and get shot. That's lyrics.
Drop the mic, walk away. But Truth Brothers Radio, we are back. Still in the terrible truth, man. Again, second hour conversation will be. Big girls be sexy.
Can they?
Without y'all to think very, about it. Very, very,
y'all
very.
Bring your honest opinions, because we're going to bring ours.
With our very, very, very special guests. Again, I'm going to say this for all those who are listening, all the brothers out there. Get gay.
If you are not on Blog Talk right now looking at our slideshow, there's something wrong
with you. If you ain't smoking baby ambrosia, something's wrong with your life, bro. I'm just trying to be real with you, let you know.
There you go.
She's holding you down.
There you go.
I'm just saying. But anyway, as we continue, man, right into the terrible truth, pulling up the next 30 people. It's a crazy story I got, man. Excuse me, give me a second. It's about this Missouri man, right, who was sentenced to a 13-year prison but never did it because they never gave him the date to start. Jeez, that was sweet.
Hey, lucky him.
Cornelius Mike Anderson. I don't know where he got Mike
Everybody
from.
Everybody know good old Cornelius Mike.
Lucky Neil, you what we call him. Luck, so I guess dude's name was Don Mike. Anyway, was all set to serve his 13-year prison term for his armed robbery of a Burger King manager back in 1999. Yes, sir. But once he posted bail, no one looked for him until the end of his sentence.
We due to let him out. He was never here when we let him out.
Quote. He then waited and waited and waited for the Missouri Department of Corrections to give him a date to surrender and begin serving his sentence. Anderson's attorney, Patrick Michael Megro. Woo! Carol. So the magazine, that day never came. The state mistakenly believed Anderson was already serving his sentence, but he was actually living as a free man.
Hey, hats off to him because he was smart enough not to get in any more trouble.
But 13
walked
years.
Real soft like, all right, if I was him, I'd have got out the country ticketed.
Not even a parking ticket. He took
very nice.
He got married,
yes,
had
sir.
Children, opened a successful business, coached a youth football league, and, dig this, prayer, joined the church.
Carl, smart.
I'm going to jail.
Hey, prayer works. Because I know, Lord, please don't let them come for me. I will turn it around. Promise.
Maduro said in the report from NBC, Joe's Fire, did everything that you would expect a normal person to do because in his mind he believed that maybe the courts had changed their mind.
Don't tell me that it's on that man to come and tell y'all, how come you ain't took me to jail yet? Nobody's doing that.
Excuse me.
I know I'm supposed to go. When are you coming for me? You don't come, I don't say nothing.
You know, they came and gave me a day to nothing.
I figure you changed your mind.
Yeah, I've been living good. I thought this was part of my punishment was to not get in trouble again. I've done that. I hope they had changed their minds, like I said before. But at what would have been the end of his sentence, the state realized a clerical error.
And probably, who didn't dot the I? I'm looking at this. Who didn't dot the I across the T?
Who didn't dot the I in Mike?
Huh? That man is still out there terrorizing the neighborhood because you didn't dot this I across the T.
This is bull.
Get that. Now you want to come get him in 2014.
And promptly arrested Anderson, who didn't hire his entire 13 years. I never felt like a fugitive because a fugitive is someone that's running from the law.
Right.
Said on
he's been pulled. Here's my license. He's renewed license. 13 years. He's renewed licenses. He's done taxes.
I never ran from the law. I was there. But as of today, Anderson awaits the ruling from a state attorney general officer on whether he must still serve his sentence.
Let him go.
The manager, Anderson Robb, believes Anderson should remain a free man at this point. It's their fault, so I mean, it's like they're going to try to penalize him for another 13 years since the man identified by the first name of Dennis. That doesn't seem right. Now, here's the question. Do you think Anderson should remain a free man, or should he start serving up 13
years? Very nice. 818-514-1202. We got a call. 438, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, very good. I wasn't calling for the question. I was calling for your main subject when you said it's big, beautiful. I was calling more for that one. So. That one, I really want to see the people say to me, how could this be beautiful? It's not. Let's be honest, it's not. Because back to men, we stop having standards. That's all. Because I'm sorry, so all men would put themselves together and say, you know what, we're not going to accept you letting yourself go. Like women have standards of saying to themselves, we won't go out with a guy who doesn't have a job or money. If all guys, we will not go out with women who let themselves go physically, women would visually shape up, and they would not accept to be fat. And I'm sorry, BB.
Nice. Hey, don't mean to cut you. No, because I need you to save that for the next. I'd say that for another,
let him go.
Another 20 minutes. You got it. Another. Don't go nowhere, sir.
Yeah,
stay
I
there.
I would let him go.
Stay there.
I'm sure he'd have sparked
the
conversation
a nation
right
of,
now.
You heard it. 818-514-1202.
Hold on. Stay on the line, please.
Yes, please.
What it is during the
gotta
second
wait for
hour,
our guests to get here,
during the second hour, we will be jumping all into the conversation. So, man, hold on to that for 20 minutes, and please call me. Press the number one
He's
again.
He's already. He ain't left nowhere.
I know. I'm just saying. Press the number one.
You'll be the first person I come to.
We will live in your mic right back.
That's right, but we want to make sure all the prominent players are here when we meet our special guest here.
Yeah, I'd let him just come in and do fine. But anyway, go ahead. The man we was actually going to get into right before Brother just called and voiced his opinion on the second hour topic. The question I proposed was, should this man who been free for 13 years, hasn't caused any trouble, joined the church, opened a successful business,
contributing to the nation,
got married, had kids, should he serve his 13-year sentence that he never served at the courts and the clerical error that happened on his behalf, they made the mistake, and now they want to send him 13 years later to serve a 13-year sentence that he already had had basically, I would have said he got acquitted.
I wouldn't say he got acquitted, but I mean, he didn't, again, like you said, he didn't run from you. He wasn't hiding. You guys made the mistake. That's on y'all. That's not on him. And like I say, nobody in their right mind is coming to y'all, hey, how come you ain't took me to jail yet?
Right.
I knew the day you were supposed to come for me. I was where I was supposed to be. You didn't come for me. I was there the next day. You didn't come for me. I moved on, but I didn't hide. And he's a model citizen. Why wreck his life? Why wreck his family's life? Why wreck his business? He's got more positives than negatives right now.
Yeah?
He's self-corrected. Give him credit. He's self-corrected.
Maybe the scare of prison scared him straight. Maybe
that would have kept me. That's the reason I'm not taking out the Burger King now.
There you go. I know. Yeah, my waffles. Yeah, you put bacon on. That's all right. I don't want to cause no ruckus.
No, you're upset.
Yeah, give me my poke. I'll go ahead and pull it off and eat it in the back. Yeah. So,
wow. You know what? Man.
Really?
Yeah. Nice story. Goes perfect with this one. Again, 818-514-1202. South Carolina man gets federal government property charge after not paying soda refill.
He went to the
machine, got a refill, and they said, hey,
you didn't pay for that. The McDonald's. When they give you your cup by yourself.
Yeah.
And you know everybody does it. You get your cup.
Well, most places that's what's expected now.
You get your cup, you take your fill, you know, you get a little something, then you fill it up while they making your order, then you leave
exactly.
with another refill.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, they don't play with the pop down there.
We down there, boy. A South Carolina construction worker who didn't pay 89 cents to refill his soda.
Well, lock him up and kill him. Lock that. I got the rope right here.
There you go. He's now out of $525 and a job.
After, my God. Okay.
After Christopher Lewis refilled his soda at the VA Medical Center in Charleston, without paying, he was hit with federal theft charges.
What type of lesson is this, son?
As I was filling my cup,
my
I turned to walk off, and a fella grabbed me by the arm and asked, was I going to pay for that? I told him I wasn't aware that I had to pay for that.
But I'll gladly give you your 89 cents. Just let me muscle around my pocket here and give you your
teeth. Keep going for a gun.
Lock him up. Reach around.
Who are you, sir?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yep.
89 cents.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the tax ain't even high. You talking 91 with tax.
He said, I was never given an option to make right what I had done wrong. Filling the soda without paying for it, which a hospital spokesperson called after government property resulted in Lewis being given a $525 ticket for shoplifting.
And you lose.
He was also not told not to come back to the property. Stay out of the woodwork.
Don't you dare come back up here to the Slip and Steal.
I'm done there at the VA hospital, Lewis said. I'm not allowed to go on the premises anymore. I asked him, can I still work on the job site and bring my lunch and not go to the cafeteria? He told me he wanted me off the premises.
Get your black off this lot.
I don't think he's black.
Whatever.
Either way, I'm
going with dog.
The medical center released the following statement.
That knocker wasn't allowed to get nothing.
At the Ralph H. Johnson VA Medical Center,
here we go.
It is fortunate to have highly trained federal police officers
That's right.
to ensure the safety of our patients, visitors, and employees.
And patriots.
As federal police, they are responsible for enforcing the law.
That's their job.
Today, a federal citation was issued for shoplifting in the VA cafeteria.
Top filling won't be allowed around here. Yeah, man. Let's get something straight. get something straight right now. I'm calling a meeting for this tomorrow. I'm tired of them taking my cups. We're a billion-dollar industry. We didn't get billions by giving y'all soda.
He had not paid for refills of his beverages on multiple occasions, even though there are signs posted in the cafeteria informing patrons to that refills are not free.
No.
Shoplifting is a crime.
Don't you get another.
The dollar amount of the ticket is not determined by the DA. It is a federal citation.
Let's not worry about nickels and dimes here. Let's talk about the real issue.
Yep.
Theft.
Yep, and it was Otis's first day on the job, and he wanted to do something good, and he was, oh, man, I'm just waiting.
Two sippers on up the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Two sippers on up the morning.
Top of the morning to you, going on. Sir. Hey, this is your first day on the job. This is your chance to do something great. Look at that fool over there getting that soda.
And it's better because it's free.
Get him over there and do your job. This is a chance for you to meet Captain by the morning. Lou out.
Damn it, open my floor door.
Hey, did you pay for that quap?
No.
You're under arrest. Get on the ground. Get your ass on the ground now. Who's opening the floor door?
Get down. What happened?
He didn't pay for that.
Oh, really?
We done told you too many times, Sticky Thief Tim. Don't you take another.
This is going to cost you, buddy.
$1 million.
Boy, that hurts. Which one you want?
You want to go to the booty house? You want to pay for that top?
You loyal. You backstabbing, disloyal.
Yeah, 818-514-1202.
You going to
steal. How that work in your life? Man, it's a every place the refills are free.
No, not really.
But you didn't know.
Look,
let me get
everybody's going to jail at McDonald's. Everybody's going to jail at the.
How many times you went in there with your Burger King cup?
I've never done that. Now you're stealing. That's stealing, bro. You don't go in there and just walk up to the Fanta and just start dumping it in your Burger King cup.
Baja Blast.
Nah, you don't just go up in there and say, don't you want it? You know, you can't just walk up to the Fanta and start putting your grape. Don't you want a Fanta? You can't do that. You got to at least get their cup. Take your $1.10.
That's with you your cup when you ask for water.
And even then, they give you a little miniature. They give you the Barney size cup.
Your whistle.
Yeah, they give you a little something to get you a little backwash in there. And you go ahead and take it down. You play like you're going to the water, but you never do. You just fill it up with your.
Don't do chicken fried chicken when they make you wait for the chicken. Hey, here's a cup.
Yeah.
Get back. We got to depluck these things.
Yeah. Well, some of them come without the feathers. They're walking. We don't know how they're made. But.
Irradiated chicken.
We don't know how they're made. They got
chicken from Japan after that typhoon or whatever.
They don't have beaks and they got six wings. But you love them spices, don't you dare. Saves us fucking time.
De-pluck chicken.
The curdles. De-plucked by the plucked chicken.
Get it in your mouth. Dang.
But
I'm sorry, wrong.
Man. That's
wrong.
Before we, I know we got 10, but I gotta read this last joint. Florida teacher fired after she ordered a hit on a student.
He disrupted my class for the last time.
I am tired of that dog.
Maybe he's gonna. That was Mr. Crocker. That was Mr. Crocker. I know Timmy got fairies. I better put a hit on them. Fairy Harris. That's what he went. I know that boy Timmy got fairies. You're stupid. You're an idiot, son. And I believe it's Poof. Poof is doing it this time. Oh, my God. Florida St. Lucie County School Board. God, he's standing his ground. He's just standing his ground with payments. Tanya Ground Elementary Board officially fired veteran teacher Drew. This is a woman, Drew Diehard. Yippee-ki-yay, mother. With a vengeance. After their investigation found that she encouraged six eighth graders, six of them, to the sinister six. We call them. Six eighth grade students to beat up one seventh grader.
I want you to take it.
Redravius Williams, that's his name. Good job, Mom. He's going to get employed everywhere. I can say it because it's live.
Redravius. That sounds like bad mouthwash.
Redravius.
Still sounds like bad mouthwash.
That's the seventh year. I feel bad because he got jumped by six, eighth graders. Damn, Mom.
Where you going, dude? If you don't like your mess with Mr. Crocker.
You know you're a bully or you're about to get bullied when they say your whole name. Like, they don't just say, what's up, Keith? No, when they say, Redravius Williams, bring your, yeah, you're in for one.
330.
It's me and you, Redravius Williams.
And my friends.
Flim Flam. That's who's going to get you.
We're going to hit you with the Flim Flam.
What?
Flim Flam.
WPTV News Channel 5 reports the incident occurred on March 20th and was caught by Norfolk KA school surveillance camera.
Get him in front of the camera when we get it.
Whooping good. Footage shows the teacher pointing to the victim.
It's him.
Redravius Williams. I just like saying that dumb name. Dumbass mom gave him the name. You're an idiot. Instructing the students to go after him. Williams is being seen and on the hallway floor being pummeled by a group of boys. I looked at them and I was like, are you serious? Wait, but I'm Redravius. That's a good word, boy. Beat him up. Set his name on him. R-A-D. Punch him again.
Hold him down.
Hold down Redravius.
Smack a run down.
You know how I like my mac and cheese? With Redravius on it. Dumbass mom.
Oh, my God.
The boy told the TV station in April, in an April press conference. The older boys rang in here from ages from 11 to 15. Here's my problem. If you're 15 in the eighth grade, I just caught that. If you're 15, the big one.
Let's get retarded. Put your hand in the air, try to break your wrist. Then across your chest and try to bite your ear. And go,
uh-huh. 10-year-old boy with name was Ramos. I'm sorry.
You're all tight.
Whatever.
Continual.
Were once Redravius' friends at a certain point, but were instructed by Die Hard to teach it, to quote-unquote, teach that dog a lesson. That's what it says. Latasha Darrington Williams, Williams' mother.
Where is Father Jerry? He's all over. He's some of them on the playground, some of them in the schoolyard.
We spreading them out Redraviously. He said that they brought him in the hallway, that they kicked, held him down,
kicked him again. They stomped him. They beat him. And as he was trying to get away, they just basically, like, continued to touch him. Doris. Die Hard remarks was, yippee-ki-yay, mother. Her remarks was simple. Yippee-ki-yay, mother. Remarks was, I got my eighth grade boys on you. You're not so tough now. That's her word.
Let's see you get out of this one.
Hard one today, Bruce. According to Williams attorney, Dina Sissick, Foman, the teacher told Rodriguez to be quiet, and the students responded by saying, I wish I could curse that teacher.
Yeah, okay.
While Williams admits that he was disrespectful to his teacher, he denies Die Hard's claim that he threatened her. Witnesses
I promise to drool on you.
Witnesses in the class confirmed Rodriguez's account. The district investigation report states that Die Hard tracked down the student during lunch and contained their memories. And contaminated their memories. I'm sorry. So my man, hey y'all, let's get together.
Yep.
Y'all ain't see me punch Miss Die Hard, right? No, we ain't see. All right, cool. That's what's up. Dravius going knee punching. Let's get out of here. Police later arrested the six juveniles who attacked with Dravius. As far as we are concerned, they are victims in this too.
Yeah,
really.
Do you want to see a breast or not? Want to see this diehard's breast? You gonna go beat the Dravius up?
You don't want to see.
It's spaghetti style.
And it's pure pork.
Yep.
They were manipulated.
We might be arguing about can you be big and sexy, but you can't be skinny and droopy.
She's a biggin.
Oh,
she's Monique before Monique even started the first diet. She's Monique prior to Fat Girl. She's Monique on the. Her, that was her. She was Monique on the Parker, plus the little Parker that she had with her. That was her.
She was a Parker lot.
Yeah, she was a big old Parker lot. Long story short, Die Hard, the woman's been arrested, and then there you go. It's
there
all
you
been
go.
Done. So
yeah. So now, yeah, oh boy, the stadium is full.
Here we go back.
We're going to get into it. Can you be big and sexy?
With our guest. Can I say her name one
yes, time? Yes, again.
Big Baby Ambrosia.
There you go. True Brothers Radio.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. White folks made you American. You wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture. And ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey look, I got an anger management technique.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband, how dare he?
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell.
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second big hour of Truth Brothers Radio. I'm Ray. And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can leave us your questions, comments, or any show ideas at truthbrosradio@gmail.com.
There you go. On your chat, the chat room is up and wide open, though I'm suspecting we might have some problems with it because it's awfully empty. We got a gigantic queue.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah. So, now it's that time.
Let me take a time real quick.
Yes, sir.
Take a time real quick. First off, y'all ain't seen this, but again, I'm going to tell you. Y'all ain't seen this woman's pictures. Sweet Jesus is all I'm going to tell you right now. Man, this plus model, man, has a way to make her admirers feel as if they are beautiful no matter what size they are or what flaws they may have. She has been on numerous print and online magazines and websites and has fans all over the world.
Yes, Lord.
If you ain't seen this woman, hell, Jack. You can find her. You can find more of her work on her website at www.bigbabyambrosia.com and her fan page, which is on facebook.com/bigbabypd. Wonder what I'm gonna ask. What that mean? You can also purchase her cover feature on this month's issue of Babe Magazine. Hey, on BabeMagaline.com. You tell all the stand up girls, you probably have to sit down.
Yeah, get up.
Not too early. Y'all put your hands together, man, for Big Baby Ambrosia.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Hey, how you doing? You're going so far.
It's good.
That's what's up. You're not driving, are you? I don't want you to.
I am driving. Yes, I actually am driving, but hands-free, so it's all good.
Oh, all right. Put your hands on that wheel. Include you. Hey, go ahead.
Hello.
Well, he was just saying welcome to the show, first off, and we wanted you to actually, you know, tell the people to listen to this about you.
Say it again,
a
bad connection. Got it.
Right, get back next. Yeah. I tell you what,
she'll be back with us. You just had a bad connection.
I'm sure of it. So,
give me your opinion about Big and can Big be sexy?
First thing, I think it depends. Beauty and sex and being sexy is in the eye of the person. I believe that sexy comes in all shapes and sizes. I do believe there is a line.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we back.
Hold on.
Yeah, I think we're doing better now.
Okay.
Okay. So what we've asked before is, why don't you tell everybody else a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm Big Baby Ambrosia. I'm a plus-size model. I tend to represent the girls in a sexier manner than I guess some people may like. I've been in a couple magazines, been on a couple online sites. You know, like you said at the beginning of the show, you can find my work online mostly. Some stuff is from it. I mean, anything you want to know, you can ask.
There you go.
We're going to be asked.
Oh, yeah, we did deep. Look.
I got a few questions of my own. First of all, I was reading the bio site. Going to get it out there. Your Facebook fan page is Big Baby PD. What does that stand for? Just curious.
The PD actually stands for Play Stevens. It was the first group that I got into when I first started modeling, and I just, you know, just kept it going. You know, the group is no longer out there anymore, but I decided just to keep it going with me as I kept going in my career.
Okay.
So how did you get into it?
Pretty much online. On Facebook, it was a group, like I said, Play Stevens, and they were looking for people to come and model. And I went out, did a couple things for them, and, you know, and I did a couple, like, lingerie shows and a couple photo shoots, and it was something that I liked. So after that fell off, I decided to keep going on my own.
Nice. And since you've been doing this, have you found it difficult?
Hello?
Yeah. Here? Can you hear? Well,
I can't hear you guys.
Go ahead and what I'm going to do is basically my idea what I was talking about earlier is that anybody depending on super size can be beautiful. It depends on how you carry it. Is there a line I believe can be crossed where it comes between sexy to vulgar, gross? Yeah, you know, that's with anything. You can be.
I was about to say,
you
that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, yeah. You can be, you can have the body of a Beyonce or whatever, and you can still become gross depending on how you do it. But you don't have to. Everybody seems to me to take sexy as.
Try it again. Keep going. I'm going.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my point. I believe that a lot of people like the guy, you know, who called in earlier, and, you know, he did talk to his opinion. And
I'm here.
Okay, let's move right along. Go ahead and finish your comment, and I'll keep trying to work on it.
Okay. Like I was saying, basically, man, like the guy who called in earlier, who had his comment as far as, you know, he don't think that anybody over that area could be sexy, you know. And I personally found that to be slightly just my personal opinion. Again, I'm just titled to mine. I found it to be slightly a little biased because to say that, yeah, we as men, they do look for security and to make sure we have a job or whatever, but that shouldn't be the only reason that we should have those things to begin with. We should have that because it keeps us afloat. It makes us relevant, and it's able for us to provide for ourselves, not to get what they want to. Now, if your goal is to come after you for your money, that's something totally different. Then you're looking with a gold digger.
Before you get into that, why don't we just put Bruh back on and let him say his piece?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, 438. Now you're on the street. What's your comment?
Hello.
Get back on, man.
Yes, sorry. I do not agree with what you're saying. You got to understand. We're going to be honest, let's be honest. It's nothing to do when women bring the standard. Yes, having a job, it's not only for the woman, it's for you. But being healthy, it's only not only for you, it's for the woman also. We are the most overweight country there is compared to. We have 60% or 70% of people are overweight. There used to be a nation back in the days that you go to 1960s, 1950s, we used to not have TBW or overweight people or things like that. It's us as men, a lot of men who lowered the standards, that decided to bring that BBW thing. Because before we knew what COVID is, I'm hearing people, women, black men are saying that, oh, you're curvy. You're 240 pounds. You're 40% body fat. You're not curvy. You're fat.
No, that doesn't necessarily apply to all.
I'm sorry, it applies to the majority of them. I dare you to bring me a BBW that is basically 15% body fat and fit. Try to.
15%.
Try to. You will never find a somebody with 15% body fat who's fit and is a BBW. You will never find it. It's impossible.
Constitute as being fat or overweight. That's just one person's identity. You can't say because they're 15% body fat or more that they're unhealthy. That does not mean that you're going to die or kill over tomorrow. It just means you have body fat.
Right.
It's called mass weight. It does not mean that you're going to die. I can give you a prime example. Takara is a big as a BBW. She's not fat. She's a plus-size model, though. So there is no way you can constitute and just sit there and say, oh, you have to mute them. You didn't have to mute them.
No, but you can't be talking over one another.
No, you don't have to mute you at the end of the day, man. I'm just saying, you cannot sit there and tell me that simply because a person is 15 or more, that they're guaranteed unhealthy. That is not necessarily...
But, sir, are we going to be honest or are we going to sugarcoat things? It would be like you telling me you cannot guarantee that somebody who doesn't have a job will basically have no problem having women. Are you gonna go against the stats? Are you gonna go against all the doctors that have done this? Are you gonna go against all the books that I've read? Are you gonna go against all those people? Or are you gonna do the work and say, let's see if it's true? Before you say things, let's see if it's true, because it is true. There's many facts. It's not something that comes out of nowhere. We study those things.
Do you want your question answered, or do you want to keep going through? First off, you stand to guarantee that a person that does not have a job can get women? Yes. It happens all the time. Why do you think there's so many baby mamas out here with dudes who don't have jobs and dudes who up around and leave? Because dudes don't have jobs to begin with, and they're still getting, I was going to say that, they're still having sex with women. So, no, you can't sit there and tell me if a dude does not have a job, he's not getting no women. It's happening all, that happens everywhere. So don't, you, that's your whole thing right there. Yeah, but like I was saying.
Hello?
Hey, how
there
you doing,
you go.
Sweetie?
Yeah, you're still on there.
Does not guarantee. Okay. I'm sorry. I'll just take you off, bro.
She can hear us now, so I want to hear what she got to say. Then I could do that.
Let me say something before I do it. Goes back on. I don't get to touch you off. He's got it. And call opinion because that's true, y'all. It's your opinion. But if we're going to trust it, I'm going to be. So, we're going to have. But there we go. other a piece in front of you enough time to say your piece. That's all I'm saying. Be respectful. That's all I'm going to say. Now, get that close. We're not going to be on this. We'll be putting some period and pause for this. Someone can answer back.
I'm sorry to say your connection is not doing very well. We didn't hear one word that you said before.
Okay. That's probably because we had the guest that was on the line. What I was simply saying one, if we're gonna have this conversation, it's just what it is. It's a conversation. It's a decision. It's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of opinion. So we're gonna voice our opinion. We'll give you more than enough time to voice your opinion, and we'll have a simple debate. That's all it is.
No problem.
To answer your first question, the very first thing that you asked me was about the guys who are out there having sex with men without jobs having sex with women. To answer that question, yes, there are men without jobs having sex with lots of women. So
I agree with you.
We cannot say that oh, you gotta have a job to get sex from women. That's not true.
No, you don't. But you don't have to have sex. You don't have to have a job to have sex with. I agree with you, Kimberly. But the requirement or the standard that most women have, it expects you to be financial, to have a job or to have a business, to have something that basically bring money. If we're going to a serious relationship, that's what they expect. I didn't hear no women saying, you know what, I expect you to stay at home and play Xbox 360 or whatever, and play all games and not work, and then get some money. I didn't hear no women say that, and I expect any woman that will debate you on saying that they don't expect that. That's a standard. I'm asking you as a man, because you are basically telling me that obesity is normal, and it's not. I'm not going to debate something that you know is the truth. You're asking, it would be like you telling me, yo, man, you are selling drugs, and I would be telling you, like, drugs is okay.
That's
okay,
not,
Let me jump in here. Come on. Quick second.
Go ahead.
Real quick. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Going around in circles here. Big baby is back, and I'm going to put it back on in a second. I'm trying to just establish so she can hear it.
Go ahead, baby.
Look, that's a false equivalent. Being a big girl is not the equivalent of saying it's okay to do drugs. We're not saying that. And number one, the American standard of beauty and the American standard of weight is very skewed. Now, is America getting bigger? Yes. Is America getting more unhealthy? Totally agree with you on that. But you also, there's a certain size and proportion that's built for a particular person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big man. I'm not a fat man just by any standards. I'm a big football player who are very big. That doesn't mean that they're fat, and they will not fit in your guideline and standards that is set up for the so-called average American.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with women. There are a lot of big women, BBWs. We brothers call them thick. There's a difference between thick and fat.
Yes.
There's a difference between big baby and precious. There's a difference between Jill Scott and that chick who just had a show called Super Fun Night. There's a difference between them.
Yeah.
We're talking about different ranges. There's all different shades of gray. There is no black and white. You're not just skinny, and you're not just fat. There's a different range, and you can be big and healthy. There's plenty of big women who are healthy.
And I'm not even in my before you go there. I was gonna say you got people who look like they're fat, who have less body weight. Shaq, at a certain point of time in his career, had 1% body fat, and he still looked, you wouldn't walk up to him and say, oh, he's fat, because
exactly.
he had a fat man's build, but at the same time,
most
he had 1% body fat.
Most football players, Cal Long looks fat,
mm-hmm.
but he's not.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not, it's not slightly. You got Lance Briggs. Look fat,
dude. But I'll give you a big one better than that. Who's the dude, young? But Tank Tank Williams or Tank Johnson. One of the guys, Tank Johnson, was the dude who played for the Bears. Big dude. But you know how you have to be in a healthy person to play the game of football to begin with the best of the best, the fastest of the fastest in that league all day. Continuous contact sport. So if that was that considered healthy, though, he was a big guy. And I know we're not talking about just the ranges of women, but I'm just saying all in all, it varies from women to guys. Women, some women say, I don't like small dudes. I don't. I like a big guy. It's what I'm into. Like me, I don't have, if you're too, like you were saying earlier, and I think the man on the phone, Bubba, was saying earlier that they had
I got dude back on. Go ahead,
sir. Sir, first of all, what you're talking about, you know what you're talking about. You're talking about the BMI. BMI is not the same thing as body fat. They're two different things. BMI is what they decided to put as the American standard, which is basically your waist,
body
with your height. That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with a football player. That has nothing. You can think of somebody who's 6 foot, 300, 285 pounds, and he's not fat. I never disputed that, and I never said that. I said body fat, which is two different things. Body fat is basically taking your body, doesn't happen with this, and basically that's what the NFL does for all players. That's why you have people who are fit. And everything, because it calculates that body fat. It calculates the percentage of lean muscle you have compared to body fat. That has nothing to do with BMI. BMI is complete. I agree with you. BMI should not even be the standard. The standard should be the body fat that you have in your body.
Yes, and look, you're going to have to put some periods in there. I don't know if you like a professional right-wing Republican or something. You're going to have to put some periods in there because we're going to hold a conversation. This run-on sentence game, we're not going to keep doing this.
Okay.
Put some periods in your sentences, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, the BMI. Like I said, how do you were saying that more men. Let's go here. You were saying that men need to hold women to a standard that we tell them basically, hey, we're not going to tolerate fat women. Okay, fine. It's unhealthy. Okay, fine. My general question is, if they are fat, and you're not into that, because I'm going to assume I'm just my presumption, from what I'm hearing, you like olive oil. That's your life. It's probably the only thing you can satisfy. That's your business, right? Whatever, man. Anyway, if that's what you're into, then that's fine, man. Nobody's knocking you for that. No, that's your thing. Handle you. Do you. Enjoy yourself. For the guys who do think that's it for them. For the guys who say, yo, I like the Takaras. I like the Jill Scott. I like the Big Baby Ambrosius. I like that. That's for me. How can you look at them and say, oh, they're messing with an unhealthy female, and they're not holding this woman to a standard? She might be a big woman who has a great heart. She might be a big woman who holds me down. So why would I hold her simply because of her body weight to determine and say,
okay, because we have, like I said, we have a problem with obesity. And if we continue what we're doing and everything, we have kids who are overweight now. Okay. I'm not joking around with this and everything. You're making a lot of like a joke. It's not. And by the way, I am going out with a person who has a weight problem. I'm not going out with olive oil like you think I am. I'm not. And I did tell her the truth. And the doctor told her the same truth that I'm telling you. I am telling you. I'm not joking around this. So when you're telling me, you asked me to finish my sentence, you're assuming a lot of things that you don't even know me.
You know what I mean? Like you just done.
Thank you, sir.
You got on the air and all you've done is just spread accusations and generalizations.
Like we don't
know
what we're talking about. We don't know what BMI is. You don't know us, man.
Right. But you said that you got a big girl that you're dealing with and you want her to be healthy. No doubt. We're definitely into that. But there are also women who are of a larger frame who do eat healthy, who are of imperfect health. Look,
no, they're not. That's why I debate. That's why I freely bring somebody to this.
No, hold on, dog. the former producer of this show, the super producer, Candace, is a big girl. She's not a fat girl by any means, but she's of a bigger frame. She's also a goddamn third-degree black belt in karate and will take your head off. She is perfectly healthy, and I know, I definitely know.
Okay, so let's take your person that you say Candy. What is your percentage of body fat if you know so much?
Her name is Candace, dog. Candace.
Yeah.
If it's right, keep this respectful.
Body fat if you know her. Sorry, her name is Candace. Sorry about the name. If you know her so much, what is the percentage of her body fat? That's the only question I need to ask you. That's it.
Personally, dog, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a flying flim-flam about her body fat. I'm going
to
tell you.
Okay, but sir, if you can come back to what you said. If you don't even know the body fat, how can you tell me that she's in perfect health?
I can tell you she's in perfect health because she runs with me. She works out with me. She spars with me. That's how I can tell you that.
Look.
She's...
look. Yeah.
No, but she's...
It ultimately boils down to, yes, sir, you're right. A certain amount of body fat, yes, can be unhealthy. I'm not arguing. We are not arguing with that. You say you're dealing with a situation with a person who you care about dearly who is dealing with that. We understand that. We feel that. We are there with you on that. That can be unhealthy. That can cause you to say, look, like things have to change. But not every person who has a big frame, or who, you can have a person with a low body count who can be unhealthy. I get it. You may be running a greater risk by being a bigger person and having a large amount of body fat. I'm not arguing with you on that. Yes, exactly.
But he's healthy.
But BMI. Yeah, whatever, right?
The Big Show.
World's largest athlete. There's a lot of entry. But anyway, my thing is, man, and it's not to go back and forth. It's not to go back and forth with you, bro. It's to just simply say that somebody who has a large frame and can still be healthy. You're going to disagree with us. You're going to say that's not true. You're going to say we don't know what we're talking about. And again, that's
but we
your
don't
opinion.
Want you to go nowhere. We appreciate your opinion, but this is Big Baby's show. We finally got her. I think you've been hearing some of what's been going on. I want to get your opinion before we go off into this break, dear.
Yeah, he's a little bit too technical for me. I mean, he got size 10 that's considered BBW. So from him saying all this body mass and all that other shit, it's like, it's bullshit for real. Because you got, like you said, it's smaller girls that are way more unhealthy. It's small chicks that have high cholesterol, high blood pressure. I'm fat. I don't. I'm perfectly healthy, and I eat whatever the hell I want. So, I mean, I just don't agree with what he's saying. I mean, to each his own, though.
No doubt. I like that. And I'm glad you are with us. You sound terrific. We're going to go ahead and do a quick break. We come back. We're going to pay you the attention you deserve. Yeah, I'm nervous. Yeah, I know, man. We've been flying on the pants. Right.
This is going on the way of being a great show. Let's keep the momentum going. Thank you, bro. Hanging out with us, Big Baby. Glad you finally here. But it's Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
I have voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus Is, presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater,
next to the currency exchange down the street from 3/5th Bank, the bank for color. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh, my God. Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama. Also, Conscious Vaughn from the Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Jewett as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus. Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by 3/5th Bank, the bank for color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harrison?
A Shelly Perry production.
Praise Jesus, is we right.
You got the show,
the show,
the show,
the show.
True Brothers Radio.
Relax your mind, let your thoughts be free and get down to the sound of a DMG. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name I spell. To the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who's talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk.
The True Brothers Radio, we're back. And 702, we see you in the queue. Don't go nowhere, man. We see you with your hand
raised.
Oh, there you go. At 702, we saw you, man. But we are back, man, with True Brothers Radio. We got Big Bang and Bullshit with us. With a conversation that we talk, we entitled to Big Women Be Sexy. So,
yeah, and let's get something straight for a little clarification. That running bigger or running close to obese levels is very dangerous, very unhealthy, mm-hmm. and we acknowledge that. Now, I think everybody here would acknowledge that.
Right.
But let's step back for a minute, because the question is, can you be big and sexy? And we didn't say, can you be big and healthy? We said, big and sexy. And that still doesn't answer, can you be big and sexy? Look, there's a whole lot of women who are of a bigger size. Number one, black people tend to run bigger, period, genetically. We run bigger than most. Like, Asians run thinner than most,
mm-hmm.
as a generalization, as a people. And there's a plenty of people. Look, Queen Latifah was a big girl the minute she came onto the scene. And I don't know if some of y'all recall, but they used to have celebrity basketball games on MTV. And there was one where she shook Dean Cain, who was starring in that Superman show
right.
at the time,
Lewis
shook and him out of his shoes. She's very healthy, and she's an athlete. She's very healthy. Jill Scott is very healthy.
See, I think, you know, real quick, I think the brother who was calling earlier, man, I think he didn't understand what we were, I'm guessing. I don't want to assume anything,
right.
but I'm just guessing that he didn't understand what we were saying as far as, like, being big and sexy. I think he might have his vision of, okay, at this point, anything beyond this is big,
right.
and his scale might be less
exactly.
than anybody else's scale.
Exactly.
And that's his opinion.
And he was also saying stuff about standards, and that didn't make any sense, because he was saying, like, this is something new. And just all of a sudden, 2014, fat people became sexy. Back in the day, like, way back in the day, if you look at the Renaissance, pictures, a lot of the women were always naked and shot. And
that's
it was
right.
beautiful. And it's always been beautiful.
That's right. Now, this leads me up to a question anyway. Since you've been into your career, have you come across this type of mindset and attitude that like the last call you had?
Actually, I really haven't. I haven't got too much of that. I mean, most of my fans and people who are around me, everything has to say positive. Of course, it's going to be those people. Like, I've been in groups and what's it called, roast it. I mean, that's really been a struggle. I don't deal with it too much. And I have a mouth for me, so you can come for me if you want. It doesn't even matter to me.
That's perfect now that she's on. Let you ask her a question.
I wanted to make sure this. I wanted to give a disclaimer real quick, bro. No, you're gonna be live. She's gonna be live. Let's give her. If you're gonna ask a question
with a period on the
and then give it an answer. Let her reply to your question with her statement, and then y'all can have a discussion. Let's have a discussion where nobody's gonna be bullied, bro. Let's talk. That's all. Let's have a general
chat conversation. Yeah,
this
is True Brothers Radio. We got rules here, but we love everybody's opinion.
Exactly.
There's no wrong opinions here. We'll let anybody say anything they want. It's going to be in a respectful manner, and it's going to be congenial. Go ahead, bro.
Go on.
All right. Anyway, I appreciate that you accept me to ask her a question. I appreciate that. First of all, I do appreciate your show, even though we have different opinions. Now, coming back to the guests, I'm sorry, I do not agree when you're telling me that in the 1960s people were basically the same thing as you do. You saying that there is a problem in overweight, don't you think that we have a problem in seeing that kids are becoming obese? Don't you think that we have a problem?
Definitely.
So because if we are...
You keep going back to the health issue, but we're not even talking about that. You're talking about people's preference, what people like to see. People like to see meat. They don't necessarily like to see the skin and bones that you're talking about. I mean, some people do, but some people don't. You have to understand that.
I'm not for the skin and bones also. I'm for the people, somebody being fit. Somebody being fit doesn't have to be sick and bones. I'm not for people, basically we see their whole body and we see their bones, like you're saying, and everything. But I'm not for, if we are keeping the standard that you're telling me, then there would be no standard. Basically, you could have a person with 300...
You are the example as a model.
You are an example in society. You are something that ladies, women are looking because you. I'm sure you are a very beautiful model, and they're looking at you and they say, "I want to be like her."
No, they're not looking at me saying they want to be like me. They're looking at me and saying, "Damn, she has a belly just like I do. She has hips just like I do. Look at her confidence. Look at what she can do." That's what you're saying. It's not about. It's not to make people be fat or be unhealthy. It's to accept what you have. Always get healthy. Always be better with your life. Don't sit there and just be a slob. And, you know, I mean, that's not sexy at all. That's not what I'm standing for, and that's not my standard at all.
No doubt.
I'm not saying that first and foremost.
I ask one quick question. Can I get the guy's name? I don't want to be rude.
I got him on mute right now because she was talking.
Okay, no, I really wanted to get his name because I don't want to say guy or girl or anything like that.
I
wanted to get his name.
Back.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Can I get your name?
My name is Stanley, sir.
Stanley, okay. Welcome to the show, Stanley. Appreciate your opinion. Appreciate your time. You're a great conversationalist. I'll get that to you. You have a way of definitely getting a response from somebody. I don't, without getting too personal with your life, I don't want to get too personal. I don't want to assume anything. You said that the person that you're in love with has a problem with, I don't want to say the BC, I don't want to say that, but I don't know if they're having a problem with their weight. When you met them, were they at their size?
Yes.
Okay. This leads me to...
And it came back to what you just said. They were at that side, but they have... there's one thing I have to agree with, I think, in general, is the people that have, or big people, like you say, have the biggest heart. That's how she got him. She has the biggest heart there is. And all the people that I've met have the biggest heart.
Nope. I would agree with that. Now, one more statement, and I'll let everybody see what you need to say. I don't think, and this is, again, my humble opinion, I don't think a person would look at Big Baby Ambrosia and say, you know what, this is what I want to be. I think they look at her like a person who would look at a person who has cancer, and they put a wig on and say, okay, I feel better about myself. A person would look at her and see that, no, she's not, society gives you as beautiful. Ambrosia looks like me, and she gives me just that self-confidence about myself. It helps me get through a day. Not all models, and I'm sure you can agree with this, not all models have to appear to look a certain way, but we have that media and everybody is pushing on people to tell them what a standard of beauty is. And it has nothing to do with health. Let's not bring health into it. We're talking about the general standard of beauty is at a certain point. And because at a certain point of time, the standard of beauty was caused to go into what's bulimia and all these things, because they were, okay, I'm not that skinny. I have to grow up because I need to be that skinny, because this is what beauty is. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Right. And also, let's just get something straight for candy. Everybody tomorrow, if we could blow McDonald's off the map, if we could blow Burger King off the map, and everybody actually ate healthy the way we were supposed to, there would still be good people in the world. There was good people in the world when we didn't have McDonald's. There's going to be good people in the world today. And there's some people who are just what they used to call big bone. They just, you're naturally bigger. That don't mean unhealthy. And to me, there's a woman out there who keeps getting told how she's fat and she ain't this and she ain't that. And she gets to see Big Baby and say, wow, I could do that too. Or wow, or she could see Jill Scott or Queen Latifah. Anybody who says, I'm not the norm, but I'm just as beautiful as anybody else, is perfect. Everybody can't be a Barbie doll. And I don't want everybody to be a Barbie doll. See what Stanley is saying?
Right, absolutely.
And I would want everybody to be healthy.
Absolutely.
Me, myself, I don't do skinny chicks. That's not me. That's not my work. That's not my preference. I find them very attractive. But there's a difference between looking like Big Baby and looking like the Abominable Snowman.
There's a difference between looking like a
Halle Berry or looking like an anorexic skeleton.
Absolutely.
There's extremes on both ends.
Sorry, Big Baby, this is your show. What you got to say?
I'm just listening to you guys right now. But I was saying, I don't do this to say be fat and sexy. I do this because there's already fat people out here. So why not show everybody that fat is sexy and it can be sexy? It doesn't have to be unhealthy. It doesn't have to be something that's looked down upon like a lot of people make it. You know, when I was in middle school, I was teased. They called me Big Bertha. They called me all types of names. And it hurt me so bad that I actually thought about killing myself. And no one should ever feel like that.
That's right.
Nobody should ever feel like that. You know, I mean, what's going on with my body? Even if I went on a diet and lost weight, I'm going to always be a big girl because I am that big brother sister, for real. My knees ain't never going to be too straight. I mean, my hips are never going to be straight. They're always going to be out there. That's my genetics. And there's nothing I could do about that but dress it up and make it look pretty.
And that goes back to my statement I made earlier about what she just said about, man, she thought about, you know, and you got girls at a certain point in time who probably don't have nobody, and they would see her and see the confidence that she has behind
That's
her
right.
pictures and
That's
say,
right.
man, you know, I ain't going to whack myself off today. And not trying to make jokes of it. I'm just saying, like, somebody will look at her. Everybody has something that is a point where something clicks to you
yes.
and it stops you from going a certain path. For her, we don't know what it was for Big Baby, but for this girl who's, like, getting teased in school for being a big person, and
yep.
then she could come home one day, and Big Baby could be, Dad could be in there coming out the bathroom with a Big Baby magazine, and she sees it and says, wow, you know, she's a beautiful big woman. So maybe I'll be all right.
Right. And you know what? There's a whole, look, there's a whole industry opening up that's accepting that there are big women out there and there are big, beautiful women out there. And, again, I'm not equating this with what Big Baby does, not in any sense, but there's a whole industry of porn out there that's an open to big women.
Yeah.
And
oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's true, of course. But I'm just saying that's a reality because it wouldn't be people making these films
right.
if it wasn't someone at the computer watching them.
You know what it is, honestly, and I figured out people like it. They just don't want to like it in public. A lot of times
there
you got dudes who low-key love a big, big round woman, but they know they can't do it in public because society tells you, yo, man, you can't walk around with her. Yo, man, that ain't cool for you to be with that big woman. But low-key, he's walking with the trophy girl, America's version
model.
Of beauty.
Right.
Just to appease society.
And the phone lines have lit up. So
okay.
I think a lot of people got some questions for Big Baby. 702, you've been waiting a long time. You are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hello, Truth Brothers. This is Tony.
Hey.
Oh, I got to get you. 702. Yeah. Vegas now.
That's right.
I know. New area code. But you know what? Fantastic show, and I'm so glad that this topic came up. And I have to take my hat off to your guests. Big Baby, you know what? You have my support in anything you do. I'm a size 16. And for the gentleman that had called before, I didn't quite get his name because of some of the static in the show, but I just want to address him. And then I want to close it out and address you. But to him, I am a size 16. I have been not a small girl, none of my life, none. And to this day, at age 53, I am healthy. I don't have diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure. I have no problem with my feet, my limbs, my heart, my nothing. I'm totally healthy. And my doctors are amazed because of my size that I don't have any of those afflictions. So that the BMI and the index for body weight or body fat is not designed for everyone. It's designed for those little petite white folks, and it doesn't have anything to do with us. It has nothing to do with us because we work behind genetics. Everything that our past has given us, we are still living. Doesn't matter what the BMI says. Doesn't matter what the fat index says. We are who we are by genetics. Want to now address you, Big Baby. You keep doing exactly what you're doing because you have opened up an arena and a vehicle for other girls coming up, young girls, even women my age who are still either grappling with their weight or grappling with their, you know, how they feel about themselves. But you are doing something I think that is most beneficial. So my hat is off to you, and I say God bless you.
Thank you.
You're
very welcome.
Thank you. Oh, Tony, always a great guest.
Tony knows how to class up the show, don't she?
Yeah. She gives you a little bit of everything.
Yes, she does. She's got another caller. 708, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
708, what's your name?
Right now.
Hey, what's going
right
on?
Now, man. My name. What's going on? How you feeling today?
Good. How you doing, man?
Man, I can't even complain. You know, I just got one thing to say. My name is James, and, you know, I'm kind of a slightly plus-ass dude. You know, and I think that a lot of times men get a little insecure when it comes down to a plus-ass woman. They ain't secure with themselves, and they don't think they can handle them. You know what I mean? Hey, here's what it is. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. I totally feel what you're saying, man. You know, I see her pictures, and I was like, yes, That's nothing.
We've got one of the biggest queues we've ever had on this
another
show.
Got another call?
No. They're like, and I'm sure they're just looking at the slideshow.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know,
past the first three of us, and then it gets better and better.
Right. So, I mean, to me, I mean, I looked at that and I was like, it's beauty. But it's not, because in my opinion, I always, like I said in the beginning of the show, man, I believe beauty can come in all sizes. She's beautiful.
Exactly.
Holly is beautiful. I think Tony's beautiful. I think Mona's beautiful. I think Nisha's beautiful. It's like, and I'm seeing a lot of people that they don't know.
Right.
But I think Akia Tatara is beautiful. I think Jill Scott is beautiful. I think, you know, you got Lettuce. You got
Beyonce.
Kelly Rowland is beautiful.
Rowland, right.
I mean, you got, it's women in all shapes and sizes that are beautiful. You can't into one group, one frame, one color, one scheme. You can't do that no more. I don't think you ever could.
You never should have been able to. You got a question for our guest?
Yeah. I got a question. What's his name again?
Big Baby M.
Okay. All right. Have you, you said that you had a woman, you got a woman right now that's, the doctor told her that she has weight issues?
Nah, that was Stanley, bro.
Yeah,
that was the guy who was on
all
man.
Over the map.
I know, I looked at the pictures. Don't worry about it.
Right.
I looked
right.
at her pictures and got
right.
sidetracked too. Don't worry about it, man.
Yeah, so. What other offers have you gotten since you been modeling? Have you been in any videos or movies of vision?
No, I've been asked to do a couple of music videos, and of course I get asked to do porn all the time, which I do not do. But I'm on myself this time.
Going to do that without standards. You gotta have standards.
Fancy non-standards. He was just a lucky guess.
Right.
But, no. Right. Yeah, yeah. I my hat's off to you for doing the type of modeling that you do and not sliding off into that, because I'm sure that they be hanging around trying to get right off into that.
Oh yeah. It's
and the money they offer for it, I see how they do it, but yeah, you gotta have some kind of, you know, standards, and that's not something that's for me. You know, that's what you
want to
do. But
it's not. You know what's a sad comment on society? That the porno industry is one of the only industries in the world where a woman is guaranteed to make more than a man.
Yeah.
That's the same. Well, it's not really.
I think that's
a very big job. Man does gay porn. No joke. Gay porn, you know.
That's where the money is for guys.
That's where the money is for guys. Hey.
That's why I do radio.
There you go. I'll stay here and leave my shirt on. That's for me. But I'm with my brother, man. Like, I'm like, it's cool to see somebody of that size or whatever who does not say, yo, I'm a lawyer, I'm just going to, hey, I'm in it for the money, and I'll
do whatever.
Because a lot of people, anytime somebody says, oh, hey, big girl, you're cute, they'll just jump to anything because they heard you're cute. And it's because they have the low self-esteem and say, yo, you know, looked me in the face and told me I'm cute, so now I'm going to do whatever, and the money's there, so I had to. You, for one.
I always call that big girl syndrome. Big girls, a lot of big girls have a problem with that, and that's not even about money. It's just about the attention.
I got a question for you, though. How's your man handling all of this?
Rudy T? he has been pretty good, actually.
Oh,
actually,
so
he doesn't mind. He puts me out there.
Did he? Oh, I would be like, I'm slugging. I guess you're going to shoot these pictures with nobody in here, because...
Yeah.
Killing everybody.
She got a problem.
He goes with me to a lot of my shoots. He's very supportive, you know. So, y'all have him on my day. He's a comedian.
Oh yeah, we would love it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we would love to
with
have.
Him. Yeah,
we podcast comedians, man. Yeah, let's do it. I think he's got to be funny
to
have.
He loves big girls, so yeah. Yeah.
Has he ever used you in one of his bits?
No, he has not. He has not.
Lucky. Has he ever been on ever one of your shoots and got a little too jealous or a little bit like, I like this setup?
The Holly Berry Day syndrome.
Right.
No, not at all. He know where I'm coming to, so no.
I totally feel him. I just ain't no dude. All right, hike your leg a little higher for me. Like, and he was like, I couldn't go without a pistol on my hip. I'm sorry. I ain't, bro. I ain't doing that.
He's tapping my balls. He's right there. He's right there. I don't know.
Right, I'm breathing on the shooter's neck. Hey, bro, what you plan on doing that? She going to keep it.
Look like you enjoying it, but you better not be enjoying it.
You better do this for her and my money. That's all. I wish I would see you getting stiff down there. We got problems. What's up?
You better be thinking the dead nuns, Jack.
I like your life, but I don't like you. But that's I mean, and yeah, hats off to him because it takes a strong dude to have
strong
a woman
brother. Yeah.
In that industry.
Yeah.
And I couldn't handle it. Nah, it ain't that I'm a jealous dude. I'm jealous and possessive with mine. If that's mine, nah, bro.
Yeah.
I wish you would.
It's not about jealous. I just protect my investment.
There you go.
I just protect my investment.
Not Ike Turner. Not that type of protection. I want you to know that you're cared for in the Patrick Talis.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have three. Nine, seven, and three.
Wow. Wow. Baby, they right. Walk.
Yeah, you see them hips.
Look
at them hips.
Well,
you
right, and then she... Now she's money.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at them.
That means you can't lose. You turn everything into a positive.
That is freaking awesome, man. So, okay. Well,
I want to say one thing, if I can, to people out there listening, like a lot of the ladies and the men that have low self-esteem themselves, I would like to say every day take a look in the mirror, find something that you do like about yourself, and, you know, admire that, make that your center focus for the day, and every day add something to it, add something to it until you can get to that point where you accept everything about you, because it rolls on my back, it's probably on my, you know, hanging on my stomach. I shake when I walk, and I'm good with that.
I like shakes.
I'm saying. I'm
sorry.
Thick.
All right. There you go. Make my steak and shake. I'm with it. But look, first off, I got to say, man, thanks for hanging in there with us for the technical problem we were having earlier. That's well appreciated. Second off, you stood like a champ today.
Yes.
You stood for that. You are appreciated. We got to have you back
on. That's right. We got to have you back. You got cheated out of your time. So I'm definitely going to be calling you back. We're going to have you back. I see a relationship show that you would work out perfectly for.
Set it up. It's happening. Set your schedule. We're doing it.
So everybody who got to hear her, she's going to be back, and I mean soon. You are a class act, lady.
Yes.
Thank you for hanging out with us. We definitely appreciated it.
And yeah, she's here.
She's still here.
Hey, you just said, thank you, man. I mean, you have. I want an autographed picture of that book, though. I really do. I'm not playing. I want that the magazine.
Make it too.
Nah, don't get in on my.
Get in on your.
This is me talking. You got to talk to her already on the week. I didn't get that. Make it to Devon, biggest fan. That's Devon. I'll give you. I want that magazine. I'm going to put a picture up with me in it.
Baby magazine.
To our website, man, kjbambrosia.com, and to check out our fan page.com/dbabypg. Y'all go hit up, man. Blow her page up, True Brother Soldier. Y'all do it now.
There you go. And this has been another awesome show. She will be back, and I mean she's going to be back soon, so everybody just be in tune.
So thanks to Stanley for calling, man. Thanks to Tony for coming in.
Come back.
Dude,
you are
do not
don't run
was,
from this place.
No, no, no. Do not believe or think that this was any form of an attack to you. I love the fact that you say your opinion. That's the one thing we do. I know we run over the limit too, but I gotta say this to this man, man. Thank you. You are what we do this show for. We allow people to say what they want to say. We want you to come with your own opinion for the simple fact that it is your opinion. Voice whatever's on your mind, man. Thank you for coming in today.
There you go. And this has been the G-Network presentation. We're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the truth, brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
See y'all next week.
Don't sweat the technique.